This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Death toll from Baitari jeep accident reaches 6. Standing committee meeting of CPNUML taking place this afternoon and Taliban ban women from TV dramas in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The death toll from the Baitari jeep accident that occurred at Dasra Chand Municipality 4 last night has reached 6. The jeep was carrying the people attending a wedding ceremony from Dehi Mado to Simail of the municipality in the district. It is said that 5 people died on the spot while driver Deepak Mali of Daraldura district died on the way to Dhangari Hospital. According to Police Inspector Darshan Khadka, all the deceased except driver Mali are from Dasra Chand municipality. The deceased have been identified as Rajendra Bahadur Chand, Thana Bahadur Chand, Prem Bahadur Chand, Tara Singh Thapa and Khem Singh Karki. Seriously injured Harka Bahadur Chand of Dasra Chand municipality 4 has been referred to Dhangari Hospital for further treatment. According to police, the jeep fell some 700 meters down the roadway. The Nepali Congress NC is holding its convention in 149 constituencies of the House of Representatives HOR today. The party's Central Election Committee said of the 165 constituencies, 16 HOR constituencies of the party already organized their convention. The election constituency level convention would elect the representatives for the party's general convention for the selection of the central leadership. As per the Nepali Congress statute, at least 25 representatives would be elected from each election constituency, committee's coordinator Mahadev Prasad Yadav said. Likewise, the district convention in the districts having more than one HOR constituency is taking place on the 26th of November, while the province level is scheduled for the 2nd and 3rd of December. The Nepali Congress 14th General Convention is taking place from 10th to 12th of December in Kathmandu. The CPNUML has called its standing committee meeting at 3 p.m. this afternoon. The meeting is expected to hold discussions on some agendas, including the nomination of 5% representatives for the party's upcoming 10th National General Convention. According to UML Central Office Secretary Sir Bahadur Tamang, the meeting called at Tulasilal Amatya Building in Chiasal would discuss the preparations for the party's General Convention. Likewise, the ongoing Central Committee meeting of the UML is also scheduled to meet a day before the inaugural session of the General Convention. The party's General Convention is taking place from 26th to 28th of November in Chitwan. Chief Justice Tolinder Samsit Zavra has fixed a writ petition and case in 12 sessions today. After the judges of the Supreme Court requested not to share the bench with the Chief Justice and not even to sit in the sitting of the Chief Justice Zavra accordingly fixed the writ petition and case in 12 sittings. Chief Justice Zavra has been forming a bench other than his own for the past few days. A total of 454 writ petitions and cases have been filed in 12 sessions, including 11 joint and one single session constituted for today. Meanwhile, the Nepal Bar Association, which has started an allegation demanding resignation of Chief Justice Tolinder Samsit Zavra, has continued its sit-in and protest program even today. The Transport Management Service Office, ILAM, has first time proceed towards the distribution of driving licenses since its establishment some 7 years ago. According to Office Chief Chabilal Khatiwara, they have been granted permission by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport to issue the driving license. The office has prepared to conduct the exam thrice a week. The online application for the license has been available since the 13th of November and the office is distributing around 100 admit cars daily. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly cloudy in Province 1 along within the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Women have been banned from appearing in television dramas in Afghanistan under new rules imposed by the Taliban government. Female journalists and presenters have also been ordered to wear head scarves on screen, although the guidelines do not say which type of covering to use. Reporters say some of the rules are vague and subject to interpretation. The Taliban seized power in Afghanistan in mid-August and many fear they are gradually imposing harsh restrictions. The militant Islamist group, which took control following the departure of U.S. and allied forces, almost immediately instructed girls and young women to stay home from school. Sudan's ousted Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok has been reinstated following last month's coup when he was put under house arrest. He has appeared on TV to sign a new power-sharing agreement with coup leader Zine Abdel Fattah al-Burhan amid continuing mass protests. But the civilian coalition that nominated Hamdok as Prime Minister 2 years ago refused to acknowledge any new deal. A spokesperson, the PAC, had been struck with a gun to his head. On the street of the capital Khartoum, the security forces have fired tear gas at protesters marching towards the presidential palace and demanding the military's complete withdrawal from politics. 5 people have died and over 40 were injured after a car plunged into a parade in Wisconsin. Footage posted online shows a red sports utility vehicle driving through a Christmas parade in the city of Waukesha, west of Milwaukee at around 16:14 local time. Police Chief Dan Thompson said it hit dozens of people, including children. The incident did not appear to be an act of terrorism at this time, officials say. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Death toll from Baitari jeep accident reaches 6. Standing committee meeting of CPNUML taking place this afternoon and Taliban ban women from TV dramas in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.